First of the readings is from Exodus chapter 33. I'll begin at verse 12. Moses said to the Lord, "See, you have said to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know you by name,' and you have also found favor in my sight. Now, if I have found favor in your sight, show me your ways, so that I may know you and find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people." He said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And he said to him, "If your presence will not go, do not carry us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people, unless you go with us? In this way we shall be distinct, I and your people, from every people on the face of the earth." The Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing that you have asked, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Moses said, "Show me your glory, I pray." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you the name, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. But," he said, "you cannot see my face, for no one shall see me and live." And the Lord continued, "See, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by." I'm going forward to Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Alison. We join in prayer. Lord, we give you this time. May what is spoken ring with truth. May what is heard and understood be touched by your Spirit. And may what is decided lead us on towards your kingdom. For Christ's sake, amen. You'll perhaps have heard the story told of Napoleon Bonaparte, the elderly mother of a soldier who had deserted, that Napoleon had sentenced to death, came to him and pleaded for her son's life. Reputedly, Napoleon replied, "Your son does not deserve mercy, he deserves to die. To which the mother replied, "If he deserved it, it would not be mercy." Apparently, Napoleon was so impressed with her reply that he saved her son. Mercy is never deserved or earned. It's free. If we truly get what we deserve, it is justice. But mercy, we don't deserve. Maybe we ought to dwell for a few moments on mercy this morning, on God's mercy. First, though, we have to consider that idea that is most Christian of all, that we are sinners. It's not very fashionable, is it, to go around calling people sinners? The idea that human beings are sinners is not what our world wants to hear at all. The spirit of the age says, "You're okay, I'm okay." If we are body shamed or criticized in any way, if we find ourselves living in the wrong gender, or our race or identity is attacked, or we are trolled on social media, the spirit of the age validates our choices. And why not? When the judgment against them often comes from the wealthy, powerful establishment, the normal, which is often white and male. When a Trump or a Putin or a Xi Jinping in China or Kim Jong-un in North Korea display anything but mercy towards women, foreigners, even their own citizens. I was reading that recently a couple in North Korea who saved their children after their house caught fire were arrested and sentenced to death because they did not save a portrait of the great leader. Apparently, in North Korea, every house must display a portrait of the great leader, Kim Jong-un, and guard it with their lives. Failure to do so results in arrest and a death sentence. No mercy. But they don't deserve it. If they deserved it, it would not be mercy. Don't imagine the North Korean authorities would react as Napoleon is reputed to have reacted. "Have mercy on us, for we are sinners." The old Christian words. So much at odds with the spirit of the age, in which the idea that we are sinners, that we are less than okay, is losing ground. And we're uneasy when the judgment against anybody for their lifestyle is made by great leaders, or when some in the church, such as Westboro Baptist Church, you saw the pictures of the slogans on the placards, look to those leaders to reinforce traditional ideas of what it means to be a sinner. Homosexual, or in favor of abortion, or in favor of more freedom for women, whatever. Who are they, we say, to judge anyone for their preferences? They're no better with their double standards, their rhetoric, their cover-up mentality. Ours is the age of Me Too. The age anti-Jeffrey Epstein, anti-Harvey Weinstein. We would prefer to live in a post-Trump, post-Putin, post-Xi Jinping, post-Kim Jong-un world. A world where powerful men can no longer abuse girls without let. A world where money no longer buys justice. a world where the media no longer sucks up to the powerful. A world where everyone is accepted for just who and what they are. Where churches are some of the few places where it doesn't matter what you've done, how you live, who you love, all are welcome in this place. But in this place, we are bound by our very calling to regard everyone first as a sinner, the very opposite of the spirit of the age. Not I'm okay, you're okay, but I'm not okay and neither are you. Lord, have mercy, for I am a sinner. Might we be able to find a way in today's I'm okay, you're okay world, still of calling anyone and everyone a sinner? Maybe. Jesus preached his Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek, the merciful, those who hunger and thirst, the pure in heart, peacemakers, the persecuted. And you can imagine crowds of such people, poor, working folk, prostitutes, tax collectors, lepers, all sorts, hearing this and thinking, at last, all are welcome in this place, God's kingdom. At last, someone who knows what it's like for me and accepts me for what I am. Never mind the establishment anymore. From now on, I am out and proud. But in the very next breath, Jesus speaks to the same people. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, you are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others. See? Blessed? Yes. Accepted and welcomed? Yes. The harsh, merciless judgment of the world overturned? Yes. But if salt has lost its saltiness, if light does not shine, see? Never mind the judgment of the world. You who are being welcomed into God's kingdom, much is expected of you. Salt of the earth, be salty. Light of the world, let your light shine. See? Doesn't matter what you are, doesn't matter how you choose to live or who you choose to love, but it does matter that you are salty, that your light shines. So, sinners who are welcomed by God find it hard to be the salt of the earth, to be the light of the world, and we all stand together in constant need of God's mercy and help. Churches are not self-help centres. They are not places merely for self-validation. They should be places of welcome where no one is judged for anything, but they are also places of encounter. Places where anyone who is welcomed might encounter God. That's the point. Places completely free of the judgment of the world, but completely committed to the judgment of God. Not respectability, not Trumpian tweet shaming, not Putin-esque posturing, not daily mail moaning or daily mirror misering, God. That's what the Moses story is all about. Who God is. I am who I am. I will be who I will be. Not like any God you can imagine. Not like any idol you can ever make. I will not judge according to your standards of appearance or behaviors. What is it it says in Isaiah? My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. That is who God is. And that is who we dare to proclaim here, and that is who we hope will be encountered here. And we had better bend all our efforts to ensure that those who find a welcome here only encounter that God and not some half-baked, sentimentalized idol of a God who accepts us for what we are without challenging us to be as he would have us be. The salt of the earth, the light of the world. He would bless us, the poor in spirit, the weak and the mournful, the merciful, whatever. He would accept us and welcome us as we are, and we encounter him in Jesus, who wants us to be the salt of the earth, the light of the world. And when we are not salty, when our light does not shine, mercy. We don't deserve it. We failed. We're less than we should be. Before his holiness, our paltriness is shabby indeed. We are sinners, but mercy. If he deserved it, it wouldn't be mercy. We don't deserve it. We have been made by God to be salt of the earth, light of the world, and we have failed. And God says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. And in the New Testament, but God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our sins, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And it doesn't matter which part of the church you hail from or prefer, the heart of the matter is this. We are sinners saved by grace, by God's mercy. And it is by mercy that we are to live. Salt of the earth, light of the world. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.